Is this what it is now?
The sound of Henry's voice startles us. Juliana and I jump to our feet. I didn't forget how we were, though. My arms were wrapped around her body as she cuddled into me on the couch. We fell asleep. What should have been 10 minutes turned into an hour, according to the wall clock. And now, I'm fucked. This is exactly what I wanted to avoid.
Henry,
Juliana says in a low tone. She and I both know how much of an asshole he can be. Given his current state, he's drunk. He reeks of cigars and cheap women's perfume. And if I can smell it, I know Jules can too. But Henry isn't watching Juliana. His eyes are locked on me.
Is this what you do? Take advantage of my woman?
There's no point arguing with him. He'll believe whatever he wants. I step away from Juliana and the couch. Juliana moves toward Henry and he swats her arm away.
I know this is what you wanted all along. You've always been jealous of me and the things I can have, even after my parents gave you every fucking thing.
I still don't say a thing. I reach for the remote and switch off the TV.
Henry, that's enough. You're drunk. Let's go to bed.
Have a good night, everyone,
I finally say. It's like those few words were the ammunition he needed to set things off.
You motherfucker. I told you to stay away from her and you...
Henry darts across the room toward me, but Juliana uses her body as a shield. It's not enough. He tosses her aside onto the couch. She yelps, and my attention immediately turns to her. She's holding her hand in agony, but before I can reach her, Henry shoves me in the chest.
I'm not going to fight you, brother. Look, you've hurt Jules.
Don't make this about her. This is about you and what you've been planning.
Juliana moans, and I can clearly see her finger might be broken. I attempt to reach her again, but Henry blocks my path, making me even more enraged. He just broke his fiancée's finger, and all he cares about is getting to me. I shove him aside and get to Juliana, checking her hand.
Are you okay? Where does it...
A blow to my back, and suddenly I'm dragged down to the floor.
Stop! Henry, stop it!
I let him get a few hits in before I land a blow to his jaw.
Stop!
Juliana screams.
What is this madness?
Dad's voice slices through the air, rendering us motionless. Henry is on top of me, out of breath, still clutching the neck of my t-shirt.
Let him go!
Dad yells at Henry. For a few good seconds, he still holds on like the rage in his heart won't let him stop.
Good God!
Mom says. I push Henry off and stand, fixing my shirt. I want to check on Juliana, but I know it'll only escalate things. So I bite back my hero complex and stand still as Dad lectures us about being adults and family. Henry keeps ranting about how I've been trying to steal Juliana from him for years, but I tune him out. My focus is on Juliana, who is fisting her wrist. Everyone is oblivious to her pain. And as usual, Henry takes the spotlight like a fucking 10-year-old kid.
And you? What do you have to say? Is this true?
I bypass the question.
Juliana's hand is broken.
Mom and Dad's heads whip around to Juliana. Henry glares at me.
You did this,
I say.
You're doing it again, turning the focus away so you don't have to deal with what you did.
Call a doctor,
I say. Even after all this, Henry still hasn't gone to his fiancée to see what he's done to her. It's like he's fixated on me or something. I fetch my phone from the floor and stuff it into my back pocket.
Where do you think you're going? We are not done here.
You need to go check on Juliana.
You do not tell me what to do with my fiancée.
I am not your fiancée.
Juliana seethes from across the room.
What?
Henry rushes over to her, and that's my cue to get the hell out of there. Anything said beyond this point will totally be my fault. I head upstairs and pack a bag. By the time I get downstairs, Juliana is clutching her arm and Dad is putting on clothes to take her to the hospital.
Where are you going?
Mom asks, seeing my duffel bag.
Home. I think I've overstayed my welcome.
What nonsense. This is your home, Elliot.
No, not anymore. My home is in the city, and that's where I'm going tonight.
Juliana stands.
You shouldn't let Henry make you leave.
I'm not leaving because of Henry. I have work, deadlines to meet. Mom and Dad's anniversary is over, and it's best I stay out of this thing.
Some of my words are true, but really I'm leaving because of Henry. Him finding out about us cuddling and sleeping is only the beginning of his wrath. The last thing I need is to be the reason Juliana breaks off the engagement.
You need to talk with Henry, and don't be so quick to put things off.
I don't...
Juliana starts to say something just as Dad appears with the keys in his hand.
Goodbye, Juliana.
I walk outside to find Henry smoking a cigar and leaning against the wall. He shouldn't be smoking. He's already pissed drunk. Sadly, my car is parked where he's standing, so I have to face him.
This isn't over,
he says.
Maybe it's a good fucking thing that you're leaving. At least I'll have Juliana for myself, and I won't have to worry about you trying to take her from me.
I click my tongue and open my car, slipping in without saying a word. A few days pass, and while I check in with Mom and Juliana, it seems like she never had a broken finger, more likely a sprain. Henry keeps messaging me, saying we need to talk, but there's nothing to talk about. I may be fond of Juliana, but she's already spoken for. Juliana is Henry's girl, and I wouldn't do anything to jeopardize that. It's Saturday, and I'm grabbing my car keys to head out for a quick lunch when a knock sounds at my door. I check the door camera on my phone to see Juliana standing there. My heart races because she's the last person I expect to see. And how did she even find my place? I doubt Henry would give it to her. Did I possibly tell her? I shake my head and open the door. Juliana is wearing a pink summer dress that looks absolutely amazing on her. She clears her throat.
Julie? What are you doing here?
I peek outside to make sure Henry's not with her.
Aren't you going to invite me in?
Actually, I'm on my way out. For lunch. You can join me if you have the time.
She nods.
I do.
Juliana leaves her car behind and rides with me. And instead of going to my usual cafe, I opt for something a little fancier, more aesthetic to suit her style. We make our orders and don't even get to ease into casual conversation. She gets straight to the point.
I'm not marrying Henry. We're no longer engaged. We're not together anymore.
I'm sorry, what?
She sighs.
It's been a long time coming.
Then why did you say yes to the engagement?
She shrugs.
To save face. You know how much Henry likes a show and hates embarrassment.
Well, she does have a point. Leave it to Julie to think about others before herself. And knowing Henry, he would not have taken it well. Probably would have blamed me, just like everything else. Our drinks come, and Julie takes a sip of her wine.
So, why are you here?
At this point, I would think she'd head back to her city and start over. But here she is. I don't want to feel too good just yet because all of this might be a false alarm. Juliana and Henry have been together for years. There were times they claimed they'd broken up, and months later I'd find out they were back together. She sets her glass down and shakes her head.
Would you believe me if I told you I don't know?
No.
She laughs.
Are you sure you two are over? Because I know.
She rolls her eyes.
We are most definitely finished. Henry trashed your parents' place and your dad called the police on him.
What?
Never in a million years would I think Dad would do such a thing.
Henry was erratic. Kept calling your name and even threatened me.
Henry has been unhinged over the last few years, but it seems like his behavior has gotten worse.
The only reason he calmed down was because Eric said he would strip the business from him.
Jesus, it was that serious, huh?
She nods, taking another sip. Mom had never mentioned any of this when I called, probably not wanting to worry me. Still, had I known, I would have returned, but I'm guessing I would have made things worse.
He's doing drugs. He's been cheating on me.
She blurts out. I blink at her. Then her voice breaks.
He's been doing all of this for years. And I thought I could just let it be because I was in school and needed to focus. But really, I didn't want to sever ties because I loved your family. You know?
I reach for her hand.
You're part of the family whether you were with Henry or not. That shouldn't have been the deal breaker for you.
She shakes her head.
Henry gave me an STD.
What?
I've been so foolish. We always used condoms, but that one time he came over, I was so stressed from my exam. We did it unprotected. I caught chlamydia.
The fuck?
Rage builds inside me. It's one thing to cheat, but to do it unprotected is another fucking problem. How much of an asshole can he be?
I got it treated. Thankfully, it was only that.
She sighs.
I was hoping to end the relationship when I visited your parents, but he pulled the marriage thing.
That fucker knew. He probably knew she was going to call it quits. No wonder he was in such a rush to schedule the engagement on our parents' anniversary. What should have been our parents' day, he made about himself. He made sure to do it in a crowd so she wouldn't refuse. But joke's on him. I love my brother, but his attitude fucking sucks. And to give Juliana an STD and put her life at risk, that was a low blow.
I'm sorry you had to go through that. I'm glad it wasn't more serious. As for Henry, there's nothing I can say that excuses his behavior. But I'm relieved you saw it fit to do the right thing.
She sighs again. Our food arrives, but I don't have the stomach to eat. I change the topic because dwelling on Henry will only piss me off more.
How's your hand? Heard it was a sprain?
She smiles.
Yeah, it's much better now.
I'm sorry about that.
It's fine. It's not like it was your fault.
We continue talking off topic, and she explains how she has two interviews next week in my city for a job. I'm surprised she chose my town since her family's two plane rides away. But I guess it was probably because of Henry.
So, where are you staying?
At a hotel until the interviews.
Oh.
I want to offer for her to stay with me, but that may not be appropriate.
Hope the breakfast is at least good.
I joke.
It's okay, but I'm grateful for lunch.
You're welcome.
We finish eating, and I tell her I'm always available if she needs anything. I take her back to my apartment, and she gives me a friendly hug before leaving. This might be fucked up, but it felt good being around Juliana without Henry breathing down our necks. She was herself, and I didn't have to filter much over lunch. Days pass, and Juliana and I stay in touch through texts and calls. When I offered dinner after her final interview, she gladly accepted. I felt like a high schooler again, nervous and excited to be going on a date with a girl I really liked. As fucked up as our situation was, I didn't want to waste what might be the last chance to spend time with her before she headed back home. She said her interviews went well, and more than anything, I hope she gets the job. Not just because she deserves to work somewhere she loves, but because it means I'll get to see more of her. But as we move through dinner, something feels off. She seems distant.
Are you sure you're okay? You don't seem like yourself today.
I'm fine.
I don't think you're fine. Tell me, is it the job interview? I thought you said it went well.
It did. It's not that.
Then what?
Henry.
My stomach drops.
What about him?
I stifle my frustration, bracing for the worst, thinking she might want to get back with him. But then she says,
I think I'm being followed. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just my mind or something. Forget about it.
No, don't dismiss your feelings.
Even though Henry rarely comes out to the city, the possibility is still there, especially now that she's here.
Does he know you're here?
No. Well, I told him, and your parents, that I was going back home. I only got the calls for the interview the day before the anniversary party, and the other came after we separated. I don't think he knows.
Well, good.
But I don't know. I just feel...
If you feel like this, you can always come stay with me.
She shakes her head.
No, I'm leaving tomorrow anyway. It doesn't make sense to go through all that. I'm probably just overthinking.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I can take you to the airport tomorrow. How about that?
She smiles.
Yes, that would be great. Thanks.
The next day comes and I send Juliana a message saying I'm about to leave home. I don't get a response, but I head to the hotel anyway. It's been 30 minutes and now I'm sitting in the hotel lobby. She's still not down. She's not answering my calls either. It's a good thing my colleague's sister's at the front desk. I tell her I'm waiting for Juliana and ask her to phone her. But when she doesn't get an answer, I'm worried. Annie hesitates, then slips me a key card, her voice barely above a whisper.
I could get fired for this.
I just need to check on her,
I say, trying to keep the panic out of my voice, but it's already there. I take the elevator up, heart pounding. At her door, I hear voices, one of them hers. I don't wait. I push the door open. Henry's got her cornered by the bathroom. Bloodshot eyes, bruised knuckles. Fuck. Juliana looks terrified, trapped.
Henry!
You have met the end of My Brother's Girlfriend, Part 2. Stay tuned for Part 3, and don't forget to subscribe, share, and follow me on TikTok and YouTube. I'll greatly appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.